Hello, everyone out there in Power Hour Nation. This is Jim Fetzer with a return engagement. I'm delighted to be back. Today I have two colleagues with me, Giuseppe Vaffangiulo from the District of Criminals, who has a background in medicine and journalism, to comment on the coronavirus plandemic. You'll be astonished at the extent to which it's fabricated. And Rebecca Carnes, a Newtown mom who's also a journalist and has shown great courage in speaking out about Sandy Hook. So I will introduce the issues and invite their comments. We have to begin, of course, that the president and the first lady have tested positive for coronavirus. This is extremely unsurprising because you or I would almost certainly test for coronavirus if we've ever had the common cold. We've had the bombshell report that up to 90% of COVID positive test results are false, where the test kits match dead viral fragments that pose no infection risk. I'm reminded of the scene from The Twilight Zone where Rod Serling says, imagine a virus so lethal you have to be tested to know you even have it. The CDC has done an update on COVID numbers showing fewer than 10,000 people have actually died from the virus alone. In other words, we've been played. People who are on the verge of death, who have comorbidities, mostly over the age of 70, have been used to inflate the statistics. As Minnesota State Senator Scott Jensen, who's also an MD, has reported, he was pressured to label patients COVID because the hospitals were being paid $13,000 for every COVID patient, $39,000 for everyone they put on a ventilator. Get this. The states have stopped recording flu and pneumonia deaths since COVID started. It's the only time they've ever done it. The purpose being they're counting all the flu and pneumonia deaths as COVID deaths. Just to put this in proportion, there's an outfit called Worldometers, it keeps statistics on practically everything under the sun. To put the coronavirus into perspective, which the media is not doing, during the first quarter of the year, January 1st to April 1st, there were 46,438 deaths from COVID. But from the seasonal flu, 121,993, three times as many. Malaria, 246,121, six times as many. Suicide, more. Traffic fatalities, more. They do this by committing the fallacy known as special pleading in order to play us. And now what's going on here? The deep state needs credit for manufacturing a clever way to cancel the next debate before Biden can make a complete fool of himself and take Trump out from the massive rallies where the American people are coming to his aid. Giuseppe, your thoughts.
Jim, it's a stunning scam, this whole COVID-19. It's intentional. There's verifiable research that shows that the Rockefeller Foundation, via its vehicle nonprofit, the Rockefeller Institute, put out a report 10 years ago talking about three possible scenarios for the future, and one of them was called lockdown. That was the worst scenario. And when you read on page 17 and 18 of the 2010 report the details of lockdown, it reads like a TV script writer was writing the script of what we are now living. And simultaneously, the massive narcissist and self-absorbed lunatic Bill Gates began building his vaccine empire in 2010. So now 2020, and here we are. And it's funny how intuition works. Early in the evening, I thought my good friend, Dr. Judy Mikovits, I hadn't talked to her in a few weeks. So I texted her and I said, Judy, all these new COVID tests are coming out. Are any of them actually effective? And she texted back, she goes, they're all effing worthless. And so, the new numbers, Jim, are simply every season when the weather changes, people get a cold or people catch a bug. That's just since the dawn of man. That's just how we react to weather changes. As a doctor of oriental medicine, my midlife career change, that's one of the things that Oriental medicine for 6,000 years has known and treated. You treat people seasonally because a hot, humid summer affects the body much different than a cold, dry winter.
Very good, Giuseppe. Rebecca, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, for Donald Trump to be going along with this corona charade so long and so in-depthly is really concerning. It doesn't surprise me. But, you know, this coronavirus fakery has suicided our economy. Our children can't go to school. Life as we know it as enjoyable, going out to restaurants, socializing, hugging our mothers and fathers in nursing homes is gone. So for him to go along with this and take a COVID test that has an 85% inaccuracy rate, you know, and to go along with this is extremely alarming. I think I know why, but this is not good. This is not good that it's being prolonged, especially by both political parties. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been relieved that at least Scott Atlas, whom he's brought in as his scientific medical advisor to override Dr. Anthony Tony the Rat Fauci, who has done more damage to America than any other figure in history, has observed that the vaccine, if it's ever produced, and they've had catastrophic failures during their tests where they're killing the patients or trying them out, will not be mandatory, not be mandatory. And I believe there are good reasons why Trump actually, I believe, is profoundly skeptical. It appears to me his son Barron may have been affected by a vaccine and possibly be mildly autistic. Let's turn to the debate, however. There were at least five top Trump moments during the debate, including when he called out Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace clearly was replacing, you know, the ill-fated Joe Biden, who would have difficulty in coming to his aid and saving him time and time again. In fact, James Woods, a Hollywood actor and a brilliant tweeter, observed of the debate that Donald Trump crushed his opponent, Chris Wallace, and there was another person there on the stage mumbling and talking to himself. Trump got Biden to say he doesn't support the Green New Deal. That's really significant because a number of progressives, including Angela Davis, who is a radical way back when in the 60s, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have both said that the reason they are supporting Biden is not because he's the best candidate, but because he's the most amenable to their pressure to promote the progressive agenda, the core of which is the Green New Deal. So that I believe Trump actually succeeded in both reinforcing his base, but also dividing Biden's support. I think that's going to have a lot of ramifications. Trump got Biden to deny he called American soldiers, the word stupid bastards. He called them that. We have the tape of it. Nevertheless, Biden denied that he'd ever done it. Trump hammered Joe Biden for saying he'd shut down America's economy again. We need just the opposite, not shutting down. Biden has even declared he'd want a national mask mandate. But as Giuseppe will explain, these masks are very harmful to human beings and other living things. They entail recycling depleted oxygen. That means your bloodstream is not getting what it needs. It's killing brain cells. It's putting strain on the cardiovascular system. I'm predicting that when we're through this, the average IQ of Americans as a consequence of loss of brain cells will have dropped by 5 points. And Trump stumped Biden when he asked him to make one law enforcement group that supports his candidacy. Clearly, urban violence, which the Democratic convention didn't even mention once, is a central concern for Americans. Many law enforcement agencies are stepping up and supporting Trump. Biden can't remember or think of even one for the simple reason there aren't any. Giuseppe.
Well, Jim, first I'd like to mention it's a real honor to be on the Power Hour. I've been a fan of the show and the network for decades and really, really loved Joyce Riley back in the day. So, Jim, what's crazy about the mask entrainment, literally a slave training obedience mandate, is that masks do nothing to prevent the spread of a coronavirus. A proper metaphor is imagining putting up a chain link fence with circular 3-inch gaps and then expecting that to prevent mosquitoes from coming into your yard. It doesn't work. And not only that, the masks create a backwash, like you said, of bacteria, of lower oxygen uptake. And it literally primes the pump for you to get sick, really sick. And you know how you get really sick with the pump primed? You get the flu vaccine. Every flu vaccine is toxic and contaminated and will make you sick. That's the only way to get the mutated a bioweapon, which is SARS-CoV-2. There's something called gain of function, which is the bioweapon industry in the United States alone annually spends $500 million with a B. That's $500 million to put a sample of a cold virus or a coronavirus in with a piece of a mouse brain or in with aborted human fetal tissue. And then literally they run it in a blender. That it's not some high tech thing like they show on these videos, like, oh, we're inserting the gene. No, none of that. That's sci-fi bull. What really happens is they put these toxic substances in a blender, and they turn the blender on, and then they spread the mush on a bunch of petri dishes that can grow things, and then they see what they grow, and they do that thousands and thousands of times each week till they get a coronavirus to mutate and to jump species. And that's how they've done it for AIDS. That's how they've done it for bird flu, swine flu, SARS, MERS. It's all done in a lab. And then they lie and say, oh, somebody had sex with a monkey in Africa. No. Dr. Judy Mikovits worked on the development of the AIDS bioweapon. So people need to understand, don't get a flu shot. Don't vaccinate any of your children. It's all contaminated. You're playing Russian roulette with two bullets in the chamber when you have any type of vaccine. They're all contaminated.
It's tragic that that should be the case, because the American people are being played to believe it. And it appears that the people who get the flu these days are those predominantly who've had the flu shot, and that those who are going to be most susceptible to death from a COVID are those who have had the flu shot again. It's just the opposite of what you think it ought to be. Rebecca, your thoughts?
Well, I entirely agree with Giuseppe. The mask wearing mandate is entirely a slave training exercise, descending on the heads of the American people to basically put them into submission. It is dehumanizing. It is entirely without any medical basis. You're denying your brain cells of oxygen. You're breathing in more carbon dioxide. As Giuseppe said, there's bacteria on those masks. People are getting staph infections around their mouths. So why President Trump would go along with this charade and during the debates indicate that he has his mask and that this is effective to be worn when needed? No, absolutely not. We look like herd animals. We're suffocating and muzzling ourselves, and it's just a submission ritual. And I am entirely surprised, and people, not surprised, but people should ask themselves why this is being endorsed by both political parties, especially by Donald Trump.
Well, as Giuseppe can confirm, what has happened here in the treatment of the COVID crisis is the opposite of practice in the past. You don't quarantine healthy people, you quarantine the sick. So the whole idea of locking down the economy was a colossal blunder. The president appears to have been induced to take this action by Anthony Fauci, Deborah Brix, and the Neil Ferguson model from Imperial College, where Bill Gates is a sinister figure in the background who's given vast sums of money to the World Health Organization, to the CDC, to the NIH, even to Imperial College, oddly enough, but where the model was predicting that if the economies were not shut down, 2.2 million Americans would die and 500,000 Brits. This was the reason Donald Trump shut down the country, because he had been induced with a belief, which turns out to have been false, but which he had good reason to accept at the time, that vast numbers of Americans would die. That's why you hear him intermittently refer to the number 200,000 as being trifling compared to the millions who would have died. That's based on the Neil Ferguson model. I'd also like to observe that Trump knew perfectly well that his greatest assets heading into the reelection campaign were the robust American economy and the surging stock market. So anyone who wants to maintain that Trump puts himself first should observe that he actually sacrificed his own greatest assets for the sake of the American people. That was a major sacrifice, contradicts all the claims for narcissism, which are propagandistically being promoted by the Democrats, who actually are using the coronavirus and Black Lives Matter and Antifa in an attempt, which I believe is destined to fail, to undermine his candidacy. But ultimately, I think the American people, when the time comes, will survey the American economy in rubble and ask themselves, who is the best person to rebuild the economy? The answer to which will be the guy who brought us the most robust economy and soaring stock market in American history, Donald Trump. Giuseppe.
Jim, keep in mind that this mind rape by the Rockefeller deep state Illuminati types has been going on a very long time, literally centuries when it comes to the lies of vaccines. There's never been a vaccine that's safe. There's never been a vaccine that's effective. Take, for example, smallpox. Sir Edward Jenner received an award for supposedly having the inspiration to take a monkeypox derivative because he saw the milkmaids weren't getting smallpox during an episodic outbreak. Episodic means occasional. And he decided to create a monkeypox vaccine, injected his own son and stepson, killed them both, and then went on to claim that he had cured smallpox. That's a lie. It's an apocryphal story. The reality is three things always end an episodic pandemic. Quarantine, you quarantine the sick, not the healthy. Sanitation, you wash your hands, you clean the environment, you kill the bug. Most viruses are very susceptible to things like bleach and cleaning agents. And nutrition, you eat vitamin C, vitamin D, you eat healthy food, and that is how, if you get sick, you recover from it, or if you're doing those three things, you never get the disease, period. So now the lies of these giant vaccine transnational corporations, which is literally a criminal syndicate, because since 1986, Tony the Rat Fauci convinced a weak-minded Ronald Reagan that we have to indemnify the vaccine companies from being sued out of business, otherwise they will go out of business and we won't have vaccines. Well, tell you what, that would have been the best thing that could have ever happened to this country, that those satanically evil, deceiving corporations were sued out of business. So anyway, get this. They never eradicated smallpox. All they do is rename it. So when it came back, and it always comes back and it'll come back again, they just give it a new name. For example, they've recently called it monkeypox. And it's just smallpox. And it's all such lies, Jim. And you have these thousands of these scientists, these men of and women of letters who think they know so much. But it's like the old computer programming chestnut. Garbage in, garbage out. They're building these great pyramids of vaccine lies based on lying information, based on specious and erroneous statements. The entire vaccine sham is nothing but a deadly lie.
Rebecca.
Yes, well, Donald Trump is president of the United States of America, the freest country in the world, and with a constitution that puts individual rights above anything else. So for him to, for people to say he's being induced to act a certain way or think a certain way, is no excuse. If he was of strength of mind, of character, of individual thought and action, then he would not be complying with this coronavirus charade, which is the absolute crux of the destruction of this country, the false flags of Sandy Hook, 9/11, that took away our privacy, that took away our freedom of speech and our Second Amendment rights to bear arms, that are chipping away at this. Well, that was the snake in the grass rattling its tail. And now we see the head of the snake looking us in the face through this coronavirus and sticking out its forked tongue at us and asking us what we're going to do about it. Well, I ask President Trump, if you are of independent mind, if you are of independent conviction and strength of character, and you're truly acting on your own conviction without influence from anyone above, then you will stop this absolutely abhorrent charade that is the coronavirus, that is degrading our country and our individual rights and liberties now.
As you can see, I have Giuseppe and Rebecca here as independent minds. They are journalists in their own right, and they're experts in various areas. And we're not here to present the unified opinion. We're present you authentic news in our own bona fide analysis. We're going to continue with a dissection of the debate. I know the break is looming, but where we had multiple reports in advance that Joe Biden had been given the debate questions in advance, that would be extremely unsurprising. In 2017, Democratic operative Donna Brazile admitted she'd exploited her role as a CNN commentator to feed debate questions to Hillary Clinton beforehand. In October, a subsequent release of emails revealed that among many things I did in my role as a Democratic operative and Democratic National Committee vice chair prior to assuming the interim DNC position was to share potential town hall topics with the Clinton campaign. Indeed, after one of those town halls, Hillary was furious. She hadn't been given all the questions. We'll be right back.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
This is Jim Fetzer, the guest hosting today, where I'm simply delighted to be back. I was a huge fan of Joyce Riley, and I admire how Daniel is carrying on the tradition. I brought two colleagues with me today, Giuseppe Vaffanciullo and Rebecca Carnes. Giuseppe and I are doing a daily news show called Need to Know, Authentic News with Lucid Analysis and Commentary, where Rebecca joins us on Tuesdays and Thursdays. They are simply excellent. I began discussing the debate, and just to lay political cards on the table, I myself in the past have historically regarded myself as a JFK FDR Democrat. I voted twice for Bill Clinton. I voted twice for Barack Obama. When it came to Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump, anyone who knows the truth about Hillary Clinton is simply appalled. This is one of the great monsters ever to inhabit the form of a human being. It is ghastly. The deeper you dig, the worse it becomes. My assessment is that Trump, although flawed, is doing a lot of good for America. And indeed, I am particularly critical of his policies in the Middle East, where it seems to me he has deferred too much to Israel. On the other hand, the alternative here is someone who should never have been nominated. He's showing obvious cognitive decline. He even appears to have been fitted with an earpiece as a brain implant that directly goes to his ears. So that when Trump suggested that both he and Biden should have ear inspections after initially agreeing, Biden declined, I think for good reason. In addition, a Biden campaign requested breaks every 30 minutes. In other words, they weren't confident their candidate could go 90 minutes without a break. And the explanation appears to be as follows. We have a report from a former Biden staff member that he is on anti-dementia medication, which has the unfortunate side effect of incontinence, so that staff have even had meetings to debate what adult diaper Biden ought to wear that would be least visible in his clothing and not crinkle when he urinates. leading me to predict that he is a future after politics making commercials for Depends. Giuseppe.
Well, Jim, I mean, Joe Biden in Oriental medicine stages is at the end of life. He's exhibiting all the classic signs of there's something called essence or Jing, which is essentially what you come in with, your genetic makeup. And some people can live a hearty life till 90 years, and some people only get 40 or 50 years. In Oriental medicine, you're given a certain amount, and when you use it up, you're done. And you can maximize what you're given with good nutrition, getting enough sleep, not a stressful life. Don't abuse the body with cigarette smoking or drinking, blah, 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 drugs, you know, common sense stuff. But it's clear there's certain signs that a person begins to show when they're starting to wind down. And Joe Biden is showing all those signs. And it's just so insane that if you think back to the early Democratic, insane asylum, which was the 20 some candidates all trying to run. And all of a sudden, you know, I remember vividly how Tulsi Gabbard destroyed the globalists' favorite Kamala Harris. And all of a sudden there was like, oh man, what's going to happen? And then tiny Mike Bloomberg, the little 5'2" serial rapist, decided he's going to get out because no one would vote for him. The average American despises that guy. And he's going to put all his money behind Biden, right? So the globalists decided Biden was the safest candidate because he's got a history and he's not too progressive. But the reality is we want to have him be the straw man, the figurehead, and we want this communist, anarchistic agenda to destroy the sovereign nation of the United States. And who is the point man on that? Our good friend George Soros, Yorgi Schwartz, the Hungarian Jew who, as a teen, sold out his fellow Jews to the Nazis in World War II. That defines his character. He's doing that to this day. And he's trying to go on record many times saying his main goal in life is to destroy the United States. So I think that people, sadly, the Democrats, who haven't woke up like you or I have, believe all this, believe Biden is actually going to be the head of the Democratic Party, as he said on the first debate. And then a moment later, when he was asked, well, Joe, why aren't you doing something about these violent riots, these violent burnings, these violent lootings, these murders? Well, I'm just a private citizen. He talks out of both sides of his mouth. He is the consummate professional lying spineless politician, and yet that's the guy that America should have as president? I don't think so.
Well, it's amazing. For like 35 years, he went through several campaigns of president, and until South Carolina, Joe Biden had not won a single primary or a single caucus, and it appears that Google intervened by sending out reminders to vote to those they expected to vote Democratic. Where Robert Epstein, who's the editor-in-chief of Psychology Today, has testified to Congress that Google was mildly involved in 2016 because they thought Hillary had it in the bag, that they got more active in 2018, which appears to have led to the Democrats retaking the House, and that in 2020 they're going to go all out, where he estimated they'll bring between 15 and 20 million more votes to the Democrat side than would otherwise have occurred. Rebecca, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I think Joe Biden is absolutely a dead-on arrival candidate, quite literally almost. He generates extremely low enthusiasm from his own party. And I think there's a reason why he was issued in as the candidate for the Democratic Party. I think Donald Trump is going to continue on as president. I think that's what the controllers of this system want. He's very much hated on the left, and him continuing on as president is going to brew up more animosity, finger pointing between the Democrats and Republicans, creating more chaos and anger. And then we're not really seeing what's going on behind the curtain, which is a purposeful suiciding of our economy, life as we know it, joy as we know it, family structure, socializing as we know it. And I think people really have to ask themselves what's really going on here behind the curtain, because it goes way beyond politics. And I would argue it's more of a spiritual battle.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to that, Rebecca. Meanwhile, John Nolte has made very thoughtful observations about Trump having won the first debate, including, I'm quoting, "The corrupt national media are not demanding the two remaining presidential debates be canceled because they believe Joe Biden wiped the floor with Donald Trump." In other words, obviously, on the contrary, there are three impressions that will stick in a couple of days, and they all benefit Trump. This is Nolte. One, Biden is old. He's been hiding throughout the campaign. So to see him for 95 uninterrupted minutes was a shock. He's an old, old man. It was startling. Waxy, wispy hair, barely hanging on. Two, Biden stood before the country and called the president of the United States a clown. Told the president of the United States to shut up. Sure, Trump interrupted and pestered, but he didn't call anyone names or tell anyone to shut up. Three, Trump is a fighter full of energy, full of piss and vinegar, eager to defend his record and refuses to give an inch, and that's a virtue. Most of all, Trump got Biden to repudiate the Green New Deal, something Biden's old website says he supports, which will hurt him with the enthusiasts he needs on the left. He got Biden to dismiss Bernie Sanders. Huge error. Huge. He also got Biden to admit he's going to raise taxes on the middle class. That's why I'm going to eliminate the Trump taxes, and I'm going to eliminate those tax cuts. Biden said that, and that means your standard deduction and child tax credits that the Trump cuts nearly doubled will be slashed in half. So if you're married and your federal tax rate is, say, 20%, you're going to pay 20% on about $12,000 in income you weren't paying under Trump's tax cuts. That's a $2,400 tax increase. Without any caveat, last night, Biden straight up said he would repeal the Trump's tax cuts. Trump tax cuts for everyone, so Biden intends to hit everyone with a tax increase. Finally, Trump did a brilliant job sounding the alarm about the coming catastrophe and left-wing corruption involved with mail-in voting. Trump won. It wasn't pretty, but Trump won. And that's why the corrupt media want to cancel the next two debates. Now, what Nolte's reporting there seems to me to be confirmed. Spanish-language TV viewers say Donald Trump beat Joe Biden. This was Telemundo. And I mentioned that Telemundo actually is a left-leaning Spanish-speaking television program, but its respondents reported 2-1 that Donald Trump won, 66-34%. And I think anyone watching the debate who was being objective would agree. So that is a tell and an indication of how much our mainstream media are distorting, because they would like you to believe that Biden prevailed, but the fact that he used those expressions to diminish the president, I think, caused inhibitions on their part. Giuseppe.
Jim, I think that this enormous push towards these hypnotic phrases, the Great Reset, the new normal, Agenda 2030, the Green New Deal, they're all, and of course, COVID-19, they're all just a scam to destroy the sovereign nation of the United States, the Republic, this great experiment, and merge us into some type of communistic North American union that's part of a bipolar new world order, with China as the one capital pole and Jerusalem controlling the Western world, which is just outrageous. And yet you see millions upon millions of hypnotized normies, as the new phrase is. These normies are scared and they wear masks and they're want to be obedient because the nanny state's going to tell them what's right and the nanny state will protect them. And it's just, what can we do to wake these people up? Because, you know, Donald Trump is not perfect, and he's got a lot of skeletons in his closet, and he serves the oligarchs far more than he serves me. And I know we have a bit of a disagreement on Donald Trump, but we respect each other's opinions. But I'll tell you what, you know, Donald Trump, in my mind, is the only choice because he champions the United States as the Republic and wants to see us continue in this manner.
Yes, Rebecca, your thoughts.
Yeah, well, the American people and the entire world is being programmed to accept this so-called new normal, which has nothing to do with normal, joyful life that is pro-human and pro-love and light and truth. So, you know, I'm very worried. Obviously, many people are that this is being pushed and that people are being programmed to create this new life we're living in terms of consciousness, human consciousness. I think we need to ask ourselves about what's going to be delivered in these vaccines. I know that we've got heavy metals in us. There could be nanoparticles coming out of chemtrails. These vaccines are going to have RNA, which rewrites your genetic code. So when you blend that, you're basically talking about transhumanism and some sort of artificial intelligence blending with human consciousness. I know you've written about this extensively, Dr. Fetzer, so maybe you could speak more on the dangers of that.
Well, what's fascinating here, Rebecca, I think that is if Trump wins a large share of the Latino vote and the black vote, where Rasmussen back in December already was reporting that 40% of black likely voters were planning to support Trump, then he stands to win the electoral votes of Florida and Arizona because the Latino get extra voters in Texas, Georgia, New Mexico, frankly. The Democrats don't have a prayer, which is why I believe they're trying to focus on white supremacy as though white supremacists were doing all the rioting and looting in Minneapolis, in Portland, in Seattle, all of which has been receiving praise and support from Democrat mayors, city councils, Minneapolis, voting to abolish the police. We did a survey in Harlem where black residents were being asked what they thought about de Blasio's plan to minimize or abolish the police, and they were pretty upset. One said it would be suicide, and that's exactly correct. It was very stunning how the contrast between the two conventions, where Biden and company never even spoke a word about all the rioting and looting that have caused such concern in America, that millions of Americans have gone out to purchase firearms knowing that if the police aren't there to protect them, they're going to have to protect themselves. Meanwhile, Trump, as his new press secretary has reported, and she seems to me quite brilliant, that Trump has condemned white supremacy more than any modern president in history 3 times during the presidential debate on Tuesday night when asked if he would denounce white supremacists, he did it again. He said, sure, and he did it again in response to a reporter on Wednesday, but they're trying to make it out as though white supremacists were doing all this rioting and looting when it's precisely the opposite. The Proud Boys founder, by the way, has announced now he's suing Biden, CNN, and reporters who call the multiracial patriotic group white supremacists and Nazis. Proud Boys founder Kevin McInnes has announced he's suing Joe Biden, CNN, and all the reporters who do that, despite the fact that the current Proud Boys chairman, Enrique Terrio, is Cuban and African American. They're making this up. They have nothing better to do. They're scraping the bottom of the barrel. They're giving lies and fabrication, just as they promoted the myth that Trump only paid $750 in 2016 and 17 taxes. The way they perpetrated the fraud, they ignored the fact that Trump was paying taxes with tax credits that he had from previous tax years. So he actually was paying millions, but the New York Times was focusing on the additional supplement to the tax credits that he was also using to cover his taxes. I mean, it's embarrassingly bad, even shocking. Giuseppe.
Jim, much as the famous Amy Goodman, the fine Irish girl who hosts Democracy Now!, was interviewing a retired Israeli cabinet minister, and the cabinet minister said, oh, whenever there's something we don't like being said in the public space, I'm paraphrasing, we call, in Europe, we call them a Holocaust denier. In America, we call them an anti-Semite. We do it every time. It works every time. The same strategy that those globalist parasites implement is also being used with the words racist and white supremacist. You know, Jim, white supremacist doesn't exist. I mean, I'm sure there's some people who feel they're superior, but I think that that is every skin color, and that's called arrogance, right? That's called insecurity when you don't feel good about yourself. You project, oh, I'm better than you, blah, 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 right? The insidious evil strategy of using these weaponized terms like racist and white supremacist is intent on one thing. The vast majority of the United States are decent white people, and they're the great silent majority. And somehow this repetitious, this hypnotic, again and again tries to create this mental state of white guilt. There's nothing whites should be guilty of. Hard work, respecting the laws, everything that leads to a civil and stable society, that's what these white supremacists and these racists have delivered. And I think it's ridiculous that you have, you're a Mexican, what a proud culture. Oh, you're an African American. Oh, what a proud legacy. Oh, you're a white person from Italy. You're a racist. It's just such a joke.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Rebecca.
Well, I think people need to ask themselves why President Trump is supporting the Zionist agenda and really pushing it through. I mean, if we look at he's got top Zionists in his cabinet. He basically is a tool for Netanyahu. And in terms of talking about a globalist and new world order, Zionism is a branch of that. So I think people really need to take a hard look at whether these two political systems in our country are independent of each other. Maybe, as I believe, they're two wings of the same nasty bird. And I think people really need to examine our leadership and what's really going on behind the scenes here.
Well, I mentioned before I've been critical of Trump's foreign policy and his deference to Israel, and certainly moving the American embassy to Jerusalem, declaring the Golan Heights to be Israeli territory, and unfunding or defunding the UN organization assisting Palestinian refugees were all inappropriate and wrong. Obviously, the status of Jerusalem has to be part of a comprehensive resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian problem. The Golan Heights are clearly Israeli-occupied Syrian territory. Refugees need all the help they can get. In fact, the status of the Palestinians has been one of the great human rights issues of the last 40 or 50 years. Moreover, he actually, by executive order, redefined anti-Semitism to include criticism of the Israel and the actions of the Israeli government, which, as Giuseppe astutely observed, a former member of the Israeli cabinet told Amy Goodman that they would deal with that by the trick of, in Europe, calling the critics Holocaust deniers, in the United States calling them anti-Semitic. But I was astonished to discover that, in spite of his largesse toward Israel, American Jews are not supporting Donald Trump, but Joe Biden. So I asked a very good man with a vast knowledge of history, politics, and the military what was going on. And he told me in response that Trump wasn't doing enough for Israel. They want him to do 100%, including bombing Iran, and that Trump is not prepared to do that yet. In fact, I would observe in passing that Trump is the first president we've had, when you go start counting backwards, that has not got the United States into yet another war, and where he's been remarkably successful in moderating tensions, whether it's in Korea between the two Koreas or in the Middle East, where he's now negotiated peace plans with both the United Arab Emirates and with Bahrain in relation to Israel, and others are in the offing. I think it's very appropriate Trump should be nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, and it was a sham that Barack Obama was given one when he not only did nothing to promote peace, he had no accomplishments, it was all based on high hopes and expectations, but where During his administration, for example, he had armed military interventions in Africa on 14 different occasions. I mean, this guy is totally undeserving. Barack Obama, Trump, quite the opposite. Giuseppe, quick, before we have to go to break.
Jim, I think that Donald Trump is hopping around more than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest trying to keep everybody placated. And he has been under attack even before he took office by the globalists, because he got elected in large part by appealing to the silent majority of Americans who want no more wars for Israel and want to bring the troops back home, who want a secure border, who want real manufacturing and a return to a real economy, perhaps a hybrid economy, digital and real. And he said all those things, and that's why he got voted in. And it would be great for him to deliver, especially in a second term when he doesn't have to worry about becoming reelected.
Yes, Rebecca. Rebecca. Oh, I hope
I'm sorry. Yeah, I think we just need to really, really examine what some initiatives Trump has taken in the past, especially this USMCA deal, which went through about a year ago, which basically took away the powers of the U.S. Congress and gave it to the foreign bodies.
Thanks, Rebecca. We'll be right back after this.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.